Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening on to the Adventure and Puzzle on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm really excited about our next subject that we're going to talk about and our next guest, because this is something I've been checking out all day, and it is pretty badass, and I know you, my listeners, are going to want to check it out too. And I just got to say, I mean, this is one experience you won't get anywhere else. So let's welcome to the show Jeff Krause from Fan Room Live.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great and pleasure having you. And I just want to start right off the bat. You know, I've been to your website for you, those of you listening, and go check it out, fanroomlive.com. And this is the coolest experience I've seen. Like, I've seen a lot of different new experiences during this whole COVID situation. Nothing as cool as this. Tell us a little bit about Fan Room Live.
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for saying that. That means a lot. You know, we actually, it's interesting how this whole thing started. When the pandemic hit, you know, I've been in live events and, you know, working in hospitality and marketing for, you know, over 15 years. And my business partner is a booking agent. So naturally, we just have a lot of relationships in the entertainment world with various, celebrities and influencers. And we were trying to figure out what we can do because we didn't really know how long this was going to last, what was going to happen. So I called Cedric the Entertainer, who's, you know, a good friend of mine. And we were just kind of basically just shooting the breeze of an idea of getting celebrities online to do some charity events. And he then said, well, you know what, Jeff, this is actually has some legs to it to be a actual business, because if you can get celebrities to go online and meet with their fans virtually, whether you're doing a charity event or whether it's just a regular event, this could be a really cool experience. Because, you know, even, you know, Cedric himself, you know, he can maybe go on like Instagram Live and stuff like that, but it's just not the same as being face to face with a fan, you know, to be able to engage and, you know, they can ask their questions, and the celebrity can give their, you know, their stories and entertain them and give them an experience that they normally would never be able to get because of the convenience of doing this online. So the way that we structured it is that celebrities can host these town hall style events / parties. We have a host and a moderator. You know, the host is Chanel Amari, and, you know, Jay Benjamin is the co-host, and he's the tech guy in the background. And it's interesting. We have all these different celebrities that come on, and each fan gets to one-on-one within the party, gets to one-on-one come up and talk about their celebrity guest. And it's been a lot of fun putting this thing together. We've had a whole bunch of great guests, such as Cedric himself, of course, and George Lopez, D.L. Hughley. You know, we have Jake the Snake Roberts coming up on Tuesday, February 9th. We have Morgan Fairchild coming up, who rarely does appearances or anything of the sort. She's coming up on February 21st. And we actually are having this coming Saturday, the 30th, we have Sean Kanan doing a little Karate Kid reunion with some of the cast. So those are just a few. And then there's a lot of others that are going to be coming up. But the ones that we have coming up in the next month, we're super, super excited for.
So the first question comes to mind of what you just said was, okay, so because it says a lot. Morgan Fairchild, you said she doesn't do many of these. So what do you know or in your opinion is why she picked your platform? Because that's quite an honor.
Oh, it's a true honor to have her. Well, the reason why she picked us, I think number one is, you know, the relationship. Her, you know, her agent is a good friend of mine. And, you know, we've, you know, spoken on doing things in the past. And number two is that she really liked the idea of being able to engage with her fans face to face, where there is no red tape, so to speak. I mean, of course, everybody has to be respectful, but she really liked the idea of being able to just talk to her fans in one place, as opposed to having to, you know, go on IG Live or, you know, even, you know, like a FaceTime type. There are these FaceTime type apps or whatever, but she really liked being able to have everybody together centralized to be able to engage with her fans.
Yeah, and you know what I think's really cool about it from an artist standpoint or an actor standpoint or whoever the celebrity is or whoever is there is that, you know, they can do these meet and greets but yet be totally comfortable, because I can tell you I do a lot of different festivals and sometimes, you know, the meet and greets, maybe the people doing the meet and greets aren't so comfortable with having crowds and crowds of people around them, whereas this is more of a controlled environment and something where they don't have to go all over the place. They can just sit at home and meet you.
Yeah, that's the one advantage that we really, really do have is, you know, celebrity doesn't have to feel that they have hundreds, you know, as you said, hundreds of people around them. It's crowded. It's, you know, people are itching to, you know, to speak to them in person. It's just, it could be a little bit more strenuous. Whereas in online, with us, it's a controlled environment, and they don't have to feel the pressure, so to speak.
You know what I also noticed as somebody that, you know, has seen a lot of meet and greets going and doing radio coverage at different events is in a in-person meet and greet, you as the person that's going to meet the person, you get a very limited time. There's a long line. You go up with your picture, have them sign it, say hello, take a selfie, and that's it. Whereas when I was watching on your platform, it's like you can actually just sit and have a conversation like this is your friend.
And that's the whole point. That's why we don't do autograph signings with our platform. You know, people have asked us, can you include an autograph signing with Fandom Live? And the issue that I have with it, it's not, you know, if it was one thing where if it was like one or two people that they were just kind of signing a you know, a picture or something like that as like an add-on after, that's one thing. But our whole thing is meaningful conversation. That's the whole thing. It's about connecting with the fans. And just like you can, as you said, you could be like you're sitting in your living room just kind of hanging out with them. And they can, you know, ask you questions and converse and feel comfortable as opposed to feeling like the celebrity is working and signing autographs and all this other stuff that doesn't leave you with a meaningful feeling, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes total sense. I think even that's why I'm saying to the listeners, even though you're not in person and it's virtual, this has more of a connection, more of a feeling. Like it's to me, it's much more of an experience than an in-person meet and greet.
Yeah, that's what we've been, that was the whole goal, was to make this great for the fans, great for the celebrity or influencer guest, where everybody has a good time and feels comfortable. And, you know, you don't have to feel, you know, the celebrity doesn't have to feel like they're working per se. And the fan doesn't have to feel like they're, you know, crunched for, you know, time. Can you sign this real quick kind of thing? You know, that's not an experience. An experience is being able to join a celebrity's exclusive party, being able to hang out with them, you know, watch other guests interact with them, and get your own alone time to be able to converse.
Well, you know, it's cool about the alone time, because what I thought of instantly with everything you're saying is standing there at meet and greet, and there's always security there, and like you're trying to get an autograph, and they're like, okay, come on, move along. And the first thing that impressed me, well, not the first thing, but one big thing impressed me when I was watching one of the videos on your site is that once the moderator, you know, introduced them, the moderator removed himself from the screen. So it was just a private convo between Cedric and the person doing the meet and greet.
Oh, yeah, correct. We leave the two of them on the screen together while everybody is watching. So but again, it's they have their private moment, but it's private within the party as far as like there's nobody interrupting or rushing them along or anything like that. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and I want to go back to something else you said earlier, you know, because there's a lot of like music artists especially that are out there doing Instagram Live, Facebook Live, stuff like that. And they're talking to people, like they'll bring people on and talk to them. But here's what I've found every time I've seen it happen, especially on Instagram, is it's never good sound quality. It's never good video quality. And it's a struggle for them to have a conversation because of that. And when I was watching yours, it was like, now that's the way it should be. I mean, it was as crystal clear as could be and, you know, smooth. And, you know, it was as if you were in person.
Well, the difference also is with Instagram Live, I mean, they're not really, most of the time, the celebrity is not necessarily actually physically face-to-face with the fan. They're usually just making comments and, you know, as a screen name. And it's usually the celebrity and a friend talking, and then they're kind of, you know, answering questions via the chat.
Yeah.
But this is different. This is you being face to face with the talent, like you're sitting in a living room together. That's the difference.
Yeah,
that's what Fan Room Live is all about.
It is way cool. Of course, I'll say it again. Everybody needs to go and check out fanroomlive.com. What do people have to do if they're listening right now and they're like, oh, I want to check out, you know, the Karate Kid one going on, or I want to meet Jake the Snake. I've always wanted to talk to Morgan Fairchild. What would they have to do?
All they have to do is go to fanroomlive.com. You'll see a menu of events, and all of those events have a link attached to it. They have to click on it. They could purchase their ticket. We have two ticket choices. One is the meet and greet, which we spoke about. And then the other one is what's called the backstage pass. And that gives them the meet and greet, but then it also gives them an ability to hang out with the celebrity for a little while after the event is over, and they get a private, you know, it's completely private afterward because they're not, the event is no longer happening. And second of all, they also get a copy of their recording, and, you know, they get a couple perks like selfie, you know, photo ops, stuff like that. So you have those two options that you could choose from. But it's all on the website, fanroomlive.com. They can just pull up the menu of events and pick which one they want to go to.
Nice. Now, have you gotten feedback from people that have, you know, done these meet and greets and, you know, how they felt about the experience from their point of view?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of emails from fans saying that it was one of the best experiences that they've ever had. Even the celebrity guests. I'll give you one example. We had Jake the Snake Roberts back in October, and he has this relationship with, you know, friendship with a, I want to say that she's disabled or in some capacity. I don't know her exact details, but she's disabled or she's, you know, has some sort of disability. And he's been visiting her since the 80s.
Wow.
So when we got on to the event and he saw her, he was like, oh, wow, this is incredible. I can now talk to her where I couldn't, because I couldn't travel to her because of the pandemic. And it really, you know, because there's a difference between when a talent is talking to, or an athlete is going to meet somebody to give them, you know, their dreams, so to speak, because they're a Make-A-Wish kid, or they're, you know, paraplegic, or they're in some way fighting some sort of illness, or, you know, something of that sort, versus meeting a fan that just, you know, it just straight up wants to meet them. The beauty of this is that you can connect with any fan, even if it's somebody that you would normally go to. Now you could just go on and you can give them that experience that you wanted to give them in person online. Amazing. And it was a beautiful moment when that happened.
Yeah, that's amazing. So what was it that happened? When was that magic moment that this idea popped into your head and you're like, oh my God, I need to do this?
Well, when the pandemic hit, my business partner wanted to do something with just his athlete clients. And when he was explaining to me what he was thinking, I said to him, well, we could actually do this with all types of personalities, not, you know, not just athletes. We could do this with celebrities, from actors, musicians that we have relationships with, comedians, wrestlers that we have relationships with. And we could do this ongoing, and we could do it for, in the beginning, we said, all right, well, we could actually do this for charity, because we were just looking for things to do to keep active until this was all over. And then when I called Cedric the Entertainer, who I think, as I mentioned earlier, is a close friend of mine and now business partner, I, you know, pitched the idea to him as more of just as a something to think about for doing a charity event online in the beginning. And he said to me, listen, this actually has legs. We should think about building a brand around it to do this ongoing. And that's how the conversation started. And we just started mapping out different ideas and different concepts. And we figured it out. We wanted to do, as I had explained, a virtual town hall, kind of like a TRL from back in the day, meets a digital Comic-Con without the autographs, where all the fans can kind of just hang out and everybody gets to ask their question and hang out with the celebrity one-on-one in their party.
I love it. It's an amazing idea. It's an amazing website. And you know what? People have been dealing with everything that's been going on, and, you know, some people get down. I think this is like the best pick-me-up. If you're quarantined at home, locked down at home, and you can have this meet and greet, I mean, like, I think that makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, the beauty of it is this can go on even past when the pandemic is over, because now, I mean, look, celebrity has some time on a Sunday afternoon. They have an hour or 2 hours or whatever it is, or on a Saturday afternoon, or you know, at night or whatever, when they just want to kind of meet their fans. And it's kind of like, hey, let's just set something up, and boom, they can, you know, they can get themselves up on Fan Room Live and meet their fans.
Yeah, and you know what is cool is that even for the artist, okay, so when the artist is doing meet and greets, let's say they're a musician, they're doing it at concerts, or they're an actor, actress, and they're doing it, you know, when there's a red carpet event, you know, they're doing so many things at once that they're not even focused enough for it, that, like you said, they could have some free time and do it, and then it's really a focused meet and greet instead of, you know, something where, you know, their head's somewhere else, they have something else to do, and all that.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. And not to mention also, you know, because it's moderated, the celebrity kind of just has to sit there, relax, and let us bring the fans up. And it's as simple as that. There's a lot of work that gets taken off their plate, you know, from doing this. And, you know, look, I mean, celebrities online, they're not looking at other things. They know that that hour or that 2 hours, they're designated to just sit in their living room and talk to their fans. And that's the beauty of it. And that's why, you know, because when, again, as you said, when you're in person, there's all these people grabbing at them and, you know, trying to get their attention to do this, to do that. And it's just, it's a different, it kills three birds with one stone, so to speak.
There you go. And I totally agree with you. I was thinking a lot about that even before we started the interview, about the fact that this is something that doesn't matter if there's a pandemic or not. It may have started out of a pandemic, but this is something that can stand the test of time. You know, I've looked at a lot of these different ways of doing things differently during the pandemic, and I think most of them that if and when we get to that point where we're 100% back to what we were before, those will just fall by the wayside, and they were a nice novelty. This is the long game, because I think, pandemic or not, people are going to love this, celebrities are going to love it, and it's just something that is so unique and different that it doesn't matter whether there's a pandemic or not.
Yeah, I've actually had some celebrities that want to even do this from their set.
Yeah.
From their production set, whether it be after, you know, filming, or whether it be in, you know, on a break time or whatnot. So yeah, it's a very very convenient thing for them and for the fans.
And they could do it, they could have more control over it and do it on their time, in their space. And I think artists, whether, you know, no matter what type of creativity they are, you know, I think they would be more comfortable, which again would make it a better meet and greet.
Well, yes, and not only that, but the other very great thing is that some of these, you know, artists and celebrities, they have fans in other countries that can't fly here to see them, even when they're doing something in person. So that's a whole other thing, is that we've had people log in from France, Germany, Austria, Australia, like all over the world, that normally would never get to meet them. Or if they would, it'd be once in a blue moon that some sort of event is coming to that area, and that celebrity just so happens to be involved with that event, so to speak.
So is there anything we haven't talked about that you think the listeners should know about Fan Room Live?
Well, I think that, and as I had mentioned, we have some great guests coming up over the next month, from, you know, Morgan Fairchild to Jake the Snake Roberts, Sean Kanan and the Karate Kid cast, and we have others that are going to be announced. So we have a lot of people, a lot of celebrities that are on the verge of being announced for the month of February, March, and April. So if you just, you know, keep checking out the site, you're going to see some great, great things coming their way.
You heard it.
Fan Room Live, fanroomlive.com.
There you go. You heard it, listeners. Check it out. Fanroomlive.com. I'm telling you, I think this is the best thing to come out of pandemic yet that I've seen. And this is going to be amazing. And I love it. I love that you came up with this. And thanks for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate you allowing me to come on. And yeah, it was great hanging with you for the last half an hour.
You got it.
Very much appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.